Welcome to the Gaming Uncensored Roundtable.
Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Gaming Uncensored Roundtable for October 2016. Topic for today is Nintendo Switch, which everybody's super pumped about. So before we get started, I'm Tommy. Of course, the other half of Gaming Uncensored is Jamie. How you doing, man?
I'm good, but you're going to need the terms of production down a little bit.
That's like, a little too loud.
Just a little. Everybody away with that?
Just a little bit loud, buddy.
It'll sound fine on the actual show. Nobody will hear it like that. So, good times.
Yeah, I'm good.
Jamie's good. Glad to hear it.
We've already cracked up the cabbage, so we know we're good.
So, we've got the cabbage sitting over there. How you doing, cabbage?
Sorry, I'm dead.
I'm glad it worked. I'm glad everybody heard it.
The hit reset. A good time.
That's called a mulligan, is what that is.
We've got Spider. How are you doing, Spider?
Excellent.
We've also got Chad. How are you doing, Chad?
We got Cabbage, Chad. Cabbage, Spider, and Duff, and Chad.
That's like, right. We have.
What the fuck? I need to get. Come on, guys. I need something.
Patron. It's a perfect name because you don't pay to be here.
That's right. That's fair.
Hey, I flung you guys a game this month, I think. Quantum Break, I think.
Yeah, that's right. We appreciate that. Yeah. I do have to mention, though, we also have our boy Duff here for the first time on the round table. How you doing, Duff?
Hey, guys. Thanks for the invite. And my ears are ringing really bad right now.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I think
that.
I lost like 10 dB of high frequency hearing right then.
And I played it for Jamie earlier. He didn't tell me anything about it, so I assumed it was fine.
It wasn't nearly that loud. I don't know what you did there, but that was wild.
Good times. So apologies for killing everybody's hearing. But the production's cool. We appreciate that. Just have to mention really quick that comes to us from our boy, Steven, a.k.a. Mr. King Nothing. Thanks, Mr. King Nothing, for production. We appreciate that a ton. And
well, I guess we got to get that guy on the next show. Did you invite him to the show because he created the production?
No, we got to give him a free game, too.
He needs a free game
coming, so it's a good thing. So anyway, all that being said, we're talking about Nintendo Switch today. And so super quick, just in case anybody is missing details on Nintendo Switch, I'll do the super fast rundown and we'll discuss ad nauseum. But really quick, Nintendo Switch is the new console from Nintendo, announced details just a couple days ago. It is the hybrid mobile / console that we've been talking about. So no big surprises there. It is essentially a tablet that has a controller, but the little controller sides come off the controller and can slip onto the tablet. So you can take the tablet with you with still the same kind of controllers, which you can also then take off and like use them as mini controllers for like two-player stuff or multiplayer stuff, which is kind of cool. And so they showed off Zelda with it, which isn't a big surprise, but we also saw Skyrim, which was a big surprise, I thought. NBA 2K, and then possibly new Mario title, Splatoon, and maybe something else in there I'm missing too in the little teaser trailer that they showed for it. So that's essentially where we're at. The big news is that it's officially coming. March 2017 is release date.
And that's just so everybody's clear, that's like next week. that's not we're not waiting 6 months here.
It is really soon.
Yeah.
Right around the corner. So
I don't know, Tommy, did you get the link that I sent you? Just real quick, I'm thoroughly amazed at kind of what's going on with this thing right now and the way they have things set up, but I'll get into that in just a little bit.
Yeah, no, go ahead with that, actually, because you teased your thoughts. We all want to hear your thoughts now.
We've known that this thing was going to be some sort of a mobile device for a while, okay? And I've kind of had my idea that that wasn't really going to be that cool. And it's probably something, as a guy in a wheelchair, that I am not going to be able to use because my hands don't work really well unless I get a pro controller or whatever. But here's the thing. I am recording this show on by far the fastest laptop I've ever had in my life. it's a Mac Pro laptop. I use it at my house all day, every day. And then when it's time to come record the show, I unplug it. I bring it to my office space. I plug in. I'm good to go. Now, this analogy that I'm about to make is probably going to suck, but I'm going to give it a shot. I really love having this laptop. I really love having the ability to, if I want to go mobile, it's there. And if I want to plug it in at my house to the big monitor with a nice keyboard and mouse and all that, I do that. It's there. It's really nice as a person who doesn't really use handheld stuff a lot. Like, I don't play games on my phone a lot. I don't have a 3DS. Tommy has a 3DS, but as a person that carries this laptop with him, like, I get it. I mean, I know it's not the same thing, but I get it. And that was kind of what I had to say there.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's really good. So now we'll go to around the table per se. Let's start with Spider. Just thoughts. I just kind of want to hear kind of, are you excited? Are you not pumped about it? Where everybody kind of lands. So we'll start with Spider.
I just want more information at this point because that trailer is really short and didn't show me enough. I mean, I got the basic gist of what they're going for, which is, you know, the rumored handheld console in one. I don't see it being a handheld a whole lot for me just because I drive to work. And so, you know, obviously that would be unsafe to play Nintendo or any other gaming console or handheld while I was driving. So the mobile part doesn't really matter to me. If I were to use it for that, though, then questions about like battery life obviously come into play. How long is that going to last? Because, you know, the 3DS already is at 3 to 5 hours, and you know, how much more powerful is this thing? Will it draw more power? Does it have a bigger battery? How heavy is it? Just lots of questions. You know, how much is this thing going to cost? Yeah. I mean, I'm excited for Breath of the Wild, and I'm going to get that either on NX or Wii U, one way or the other. It just depends on what other facts come out about the Switch.
Yeah, that's fair. I think some of the, especially the battery life question, I got one of the original 3DS handhelds, and the battery life in it is pretty miserable. The newer ones are supposedly a lot better, but yeah, that's a big, big question. Let's go to...
Should be called Nintendo Go, not Nintendo Switch.
That is a better name, by the way.
If it ties in with Pokemon Go, you launch Pokemon Go on this thing, and you're set.
Yeah, that's brilliant, because Switch is... I get it. Like, obviously, I get it, but it just... Yeah, not a big fan.
Is that... I wonder if that's a... Because I remember they went with Wii because it was easy to say in Japanese. So is Switch easy to say in Japanese, or is that a difficult thing for them to say over there? I don't know. That's another good question.
It is a good question. Yeah, that I have no clue what the answer to
we
is.
We don't have the representation here to know the answer.
That is so. That is very...
Need someone from Japan.
That would be handy. So anyway, Chad, I know your thoughts on this will be fun. So let's hear it.
Well, I mean, I'll try and be practical. I think that, yes, I understand that it was a teaser release, but, you know, so close to launch. I mean, we're pretty darn close to it launching, and we literally got nothing. You know, we didn't get, you know, what the fidelity is going to be, you know, what it's going to output. We got that it's going to be on some type of cartridge. We didn't get a price. Yeah, I mean, we didn't get a games lineup. I mean, there's a lot of weird, you know, thing. And I get it. We'll probably get that within the coming weeks, you know, but it just seemed like, I don't know. I mean, there's better teasers out there. It seemed like they were kind of stuck in the middle. That being said, some of the comments that I've heard about it is that it seems like they're very much in, you know, from things that Nintendo has said, that they are gearing towards millennials on the go and moving away from kids as far as their push for this. I mean, don't believe. I mean, I don't know. I mean, is this going to be something for millennials? I'm not. I mean, I guess I'm. I am. I'm not a millennial. I don't know. I've heard different takes on it. But is this something that people are going to drag around? And then those tiny little controllers, like, who's really going to ever use those? Split apart. I don't know. It just seems like another tablet that can play Nintendo games. Well, I just.
I read something that I thought was interesting that when it came out and Tommy sent me an email and said, you know, do you want to talk about this? He didn't actually say that. He said, we need to talk about this because it just came out. And he was right. But one thing that I read in my hours worth of research that I've done before the roundtable is that people around the internet are taking notice of the fact that there were no kids in the trailer. Yep. You don't see kids, you don't see families, you don't see, there's none of that. And basically what I read was that people are excited because it seems like Nintendo is trying to cater to those of us who have grown up with Nintendo and we're on the go, we're adults, we got stuff going on, and they're trying to cater to us. Now granted, all the people in the video were younger than any of us.
Right.
But I think that was a very valid point that, like, they're not talking, at least in the trailer, they're not talking about families, they're not talking about kids, they're talking about adult people with lives and jobs.
Yeah, and money. It's this and money. That's a big deal. It's the people who grew up, I think, even younger than us, the people who grew up on the DS. Like, that's their target audience for this. Duff, what do you think?
Yeah, I was looking at some of the stuff on the internet here while you guys are talking, and it just cracked me up. I'm looking at this one photo of some millennial 20-somethings standing around with beers in their hands and plastic cups, staring at this tiny little screen with tiny little consoles in their little hands, and they look enthralled. Like, if I'm standing around at a party on top of a roof with somebody at somebody's house looking at that, I just don't see that really happening. I mean, you're going to be out there on a TV with your PS4 or whatever with actually, like, good graphics and you can actually see with a decent controller. So I don't see that really happening much, but I will say that I'm really tired of using my tiny little phone, my little smartphone to play games on, you know, on a plane. So I could definitely see having it for travel.
Yeah.
Because I like to play games and it's way easier because I'm getting older and I can't see very well with this tiny phone. And yeah, I could get into that, but really, that's the only time I would use it, because when I'm home, I'm going to either use a console, which I just purchased a PS4 Pro. I'm waiting on. It'll be my first console ever. But generally, I'll be either on that or, you know, my computer rig.
Yeah. One comment I'll make on that really quick, because I hear you and I feel like this roundtable so far is we're all so old, which I think is fair. But being around college students all the time, my college students are constantly gathered around phones watching stuff. You know, like, they'll pull up something on YouTube on their phone and there'll be like five people around an iPhone. And so I, like, in that way, I think for that audience, like, it's actually a bigger screen than what they're often dealing with kind of in community at a party or something like that. And so it's an interesting take. I think it may be a little bit of an age thing too. Cabbage, let's get you in here too. Your thoughts on it.
I wanted to say real quick, you pretty much nailed what they're going for on the mobile side, Tommy. I mean, I can speak as somebody who has gone to many, many concerts. This is a very specific thing. And there's a whole line of, you know, really younger people, probably a lot of them younger than me. And they're all huddled around tablets and phones. I could see this being implemented in that kind of environment. That's what they're going for with the mobile side. And that's what that advertisement went for. And I have to say, even though there are some silly things, like Duff was pointing out, the guys playing basketball around it is a little silly, but it was a perfect ad to show what they're going for. This showed us everything about the functionality of it. It didn't tell us everything about certain specs, because they've already said They're not going to say anything more about specs than they already have for the rest of the year, which I find a little surprising with how soon it's coming out. But they're not going to tell us what the battery life is. We don't know a lot of different things. I don't even know if we know the specific. I know it's an NVIDIA chip. It's one of their mobile chips. I don't think we know this specific one, do we?
It is. Actually, it's in the link that I
it's a Tegra chip. I don't know,
but we don't know which one it is.
Right.
We don't know if it's a newer one. We don't know if it's a current version we already have in the market with, like, the Shield. We don't know anything like that. And they're being specifically vague in that area. So whatever with that.
I thought we did know, because I was listening to something where they were talking about the chip that is already out there in some tablets. I'll look it
maybe
up.
Maybe that's the case. But yeah. I have to say, just for me, like, the mobile side of it, I'm going to buy this thing. Absolutely. I'm buying this thing day one. And the reason why is because it has the new Zelda, which looks great. And I don't want to buy a Wii U for that, because I want to buy the new console, which is going to potentially have the new games, which they teased. It's just a teaser. It's probably not even really a game yet, but they showed a new Mario in the style that I want. I don't want new Super Mario Bros. I want a Mario Galaxy or a Mario 64 style Mario game. They showed that. There's rumors there's going to be a Smash Bros. There's rumors of all kinds of things that we're going to get. And it's also going to have some third party games. Like, that ad perfectly sold that device to me.
What?
Because even though I might not use the mobile side that much, just the fact that we're getting a Nintendo console that I can use a normal controller with and not have a bunch of gimmicky crap and play good games from Nintendo, like, I'm sold. Absolutely sold on that.
And I'm going to tell you what got me. I'm kind of with Cabbage on this, because I don't know, like you guys, I don't know which Tegra chip they're talking about, but the Skyrim game that they are running in the ad, I found out this afternoon, is Skyrim Remastered. So
yeah, the specs they're saying it's on par with at least the current Xbox One, not the Scorpio.
Sure,
it's going to at least be as powerful as the current Xbox One, and for me, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, perfectly fine. And look, if you got something that you can run Skyrim. You can run, like, I'm not going to play Skyrim Remastered on it, but just knowing that it's there, and then you have the Nintendo properties, like, I'm really excited about this thing. Like, I don't, what we're talking about that I'm kind of sketchy about is the price point. What's the price point? How much am I going to have to pay for this? I'm excited to have it now, and I think you are too, Tommy.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I'm in the camp of this sold me on the Switch. Again, I hate the name, but sold me on it for Zelda, because that was the question we talked about in the last roundtable, is do we get the next console for Zelda, or do we go buy a Wii U when Zelda comes out because we're not into the next console? I'm now into the next console, and seeing Mario, seeing, again, what actually its capabilities are going to be from a spec standpoint, we're not sure. But knowing that it can run some version of Skyrim that's going to be at least comparable to what PlayStation 4 and Xbox One probably are right now. Again, now those are consoles that have been out for a few years. They're both coming out with their more powerful versions. This isn't going to be on par with those, but at least on par with what we have right now, and I can take it with me. Like, I dig that. I think it's super cool. So
what if it launches though at like $400 and they drop the Wii U to $150?
Yeah.
Are you still, you know, is price a big enough factor for you that you would still go, well, maybe I should get Breath of the Wild on the Wii U if there's no comparable difference between the two?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest question. So let me open that up to everybody about what, like, is the price point the kind of sweet spot, $300, $400? What would you be willing to spend on it? Cabbage, since you said you're going to buy it, I'll let you take that first.
I'm just going to assume that they're not going to go above $399. I mean, it would make no sense for them to go above that. Yeah. And I'm kind of sold on this. I mean, I'm really the only, obviously there's the thing of, like, with the Wii U, they put out a couple of solid games and then a bunch of okay stuff. It wasn't a great lineup. We already had that discussion. If they have the new Zelda on here and then do that new Mario and then actually do what they've done with their great console lineups in the past, then it's completely worth a $399 price point. It's not even a question to me. I've been waiting for a Nintendo console for a while that will just actually have all the games that I want on it. So, like, it's, yeah, that's a no-brainer. If it was, like, 400, that'd be fine.
See, and I can't see it being over 300 due to the fact that that's you're already in PS4 Pro and Xbox One territory at 400. So,
well, I figure they're going to bill it as the mobile. They're billing it as what it is. It's the Switch. It's you're basically buying two things in one is what they're going to try to sell it.
Right, but it also doesn't play Blu-ray discs like your, you know, PS4 Pro or Xbox One does. So,
if they market it as a tablet that's priced cheaper than an iPad or something like that,
that's true. That
viable too? I mean, like an iPad at this point, a new iPad's going to cost you every bit of $400, and that's much more limited in gaming capabilities, obviously, and other side of things. I don't know. Let me ask this question really quick because I don't actually know the answer to this. Is it a touchscreen?
Yes.
Nobody knows.
Yes. I was just reading something. It is type, but it's also rumored to be multi-touch.
Okay.
For like,
you would assume it is. I just haven't seen that actually confirmed. And so, yeah, if that's confirmed, then that's also selling it on that tablet side of things, which then gets into the question of mobile plans and operating system and all kinds of other stuff. Like, is it functional as a tablet outside of just playing Nintendo games on it? And
it seems like you would have to, because they're going to make a lot of money off of that if you know, you can do the micro purchases online and all that stuff.
Right, and if you could do apps and Netflix and you know, Google Play or whatever that they're going to do with it to get other stuff on there, it seems like a no-brainer, but Nintendo doesn't always do the things that I think are no-brainers, and so I'm not entirely sure that will happen.
And part of what they don't do, what Duff just said is absolutely right, but part of what Nintendo has a problem with is online. What I read this afternoon and in doing prep for this show said basically that it was a custom operating system. We thought maybe they might go Android. They're not going Android. It's custom operating system. Got the NVIDIA chip, and apparently NVIDIA actually wrote some code specifically for the Switch. So I think it's going to be a custom built operating system, which I'm fine with.
That worries me, though, on the actual tablet functionality side of things. Right. I mean, doing other stuff like, you know, being, you know, FaceTime or whatever, running Skype on it or whatever you want to think of that's common tablet usage at this point. So I don't know if that's a big deal. It just helps them with marketing if they can say, hey, you can buy this instead of going out and getting a Galaxy Tab or an iPad or whatever. Like, this will do all those things, plus it plays Zelda. And that's a brilliant marketing strategy to me.
If that happens, they own me. If that happens, if that stuff is available, they own me. I literally almost walked out of my house without my laptop today. Like, I almost forgot. I was halfway out the door and said, oh, I got to grab my laptop. But I thought to myself, how cool is it that if I had gotten all the way to the office without my laptop, I could have just called in on my phone and we would have been fine.
Sure.
It's that same type of deal. So if the Switch ends up doing the Nintendo thing plus, even not I don't need it to act like a full tablet, but if you give me Skype and you give me Netflix and some of that stuff, they're going to get me, and they're going to make a lot of money.
Just to go back to the touchscreen question, I'm looking at a CNET article that was updated an hour ago, and it says Nintendo's official answer so far is we have nothing to announce on this topic.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to. Yeah, they're saying they're not going to – whatever they've said, like, basically with that ad, they're not saying anything else for the rest of this year, they said.
Again, it seems super obvious that it would be, but – leave it to Nintendo to not do that, right? Like, I could very easily, it's not outside the realm of possibilities for me to see Nintendo releasing this thing without a touchscreen and making its tablet functionality next to nothing, and then it's just strictly speaking a gaming console, which I'm not opposed to. I just think they're missing a whole lot of a market with that, and especially since all of their handhelds have been touchscreens since the DS, it's all been so heavily based on touchscreens that it's a Wii U-ish kind of controller setup. Like, it just, I can't imagine it not being right. Like, it just seems so obvious. But who knows? Again, Nintendo does crazy stuff. So.
Well, one question that I have that I'm still not sure how they're going to do this, and it's sad that if Cabbage is right, they're not going to say another word till the thing comes out. But one question I have is, when I saw the ad, I thought, okay, the base station is the console, you know, is the thing that you slide it into, and that gives it more power. Well, that's not the case. The actual console part of it is the screen.
Yeah.
And so do you get any benefit from taking it home and plugging it into the big TV other than the bigger screen? That's the question I have.
They answered that to IGN. It says, Nintendo has confirmed to IGN the dock's only purpose is to charge the main tablet unit and send a signal to the TV.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense.
Which I'm not opposed to, as long as it looks as good as it looks like it's going to look. Like,
well,
the
main reason they had that question was, well, is there some sort of extra processing power in the dock?
Sure.
So that, you know, when you're running it, then you don't have to chew through battery when you're on the go, but apparently that is not the case. Like, they could, I guess, do that down the road, but not at launch.
Yeah. When we see the Nintendo Switch Pro, that's inevitably coming in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Back
on the price point thing, when the 3DS came out, wasn't it over $300? It seemed like it was.
Article I have says that the Wii launched at $300 and the 3DS was $250-ish.
Yeah. Seems like I must have paid more than that because I had games with
a bundle.
It. Yeah. But even that had
2011, so yeah.
Even that had access to the internet.
Right.
Because they were trying to sell all kinds of crap through the 3DS to get me to buy all that micro stuff.
I would imagine it's going to function just like the DS handhelds have, like the Wii and Wii U. You know, they would have their little apps. They would have streaming services. They'd have like a web browser. That's probably going to be the extent of it. And I'm honestly fine with that, because I'll probably use almost none of that with that console. It's just going to be for the games for me.
Well, and now that we're talking about Netflix is available on the Wii U. I mean, it's not, you're not getting 1080p out of it, but it's there. So I think that kind of stuff is probably going to be there. Like, what you're not going to get from the tablet side of it probably is, you know, word processing type stuff and calendars and that kind of stuff.
Which
I've got, because of my phone and because of everything, I've got a calendar everywhere, which I love. But I don't need another device that does that.
Sure. Yeah, you know? I agree with that. I wouldn't want it for that. But if it could do that, I think it's an extra bonus selling point, especially if it could do it just as an Android device or something similar. Not if they're trying to do it on their own. I don't think there's a ton of practicality to that. But if it tied in with an existing system like that, which would just be Android at this point, I think it would make a lot of sense. I doubt it's going to happen, but I think it would be smart. So let me mention really quick, because VR has been such a big topic of Gaming Uncensored for so long now, it doesn't look like it's going to do anything VR-wise. Why? That tablet is not something you're going to put in a headset and wear around. And so it seems like Nintendo is out of the VR marketplace, at least at this point. They may jump in later if that actually takes off and blows up huge. Is that an issue for anybody? Was anybody bummed that it looks like Nintendo's not doing any VR anything at this point?
No, I don't care.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you hear the reports on Sony's VR and that they're readily available right now, the day of launch still,
right?
That might not be that great of news for them either.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I agree.
Cardboard cutout thing,
right?
Your phone.
There you go. It's just massive compared to your phone, and so whatever. But I figured that'd be the case. I think I agree with that. Like, we've got VR outlets other places. Like, if you're doing Zelda and Mario, good. Like, that's all I care about, you know? Like, that's where you get me, Nintendo.
And something that you said, Tommy, I think is really interesting. We've now got these mid-console changes going on. It would be very easy for them to come out with a Switch Pro, come out with a dock that had more processing power in it, come out with a dock that had a higher-end NVIDIA graphics card. But I will say this. I told Tommy this last night because I just figured it out. I booted up my old desktop last night to do something on it, and it would not boot because I fried the NVIDIA graphics card in it. The heat finally took its toll. That's part of the reason that we're building the new rig the way that we are, because I've always had heat issues. And now my desktop is not booting. The reason I bring that up is because if we're talking about NVIDIA chips in this kind of a form factor, I know the new desktop and laptop cards are better with heat, but they got to figure out a way to not make this thing really, really, I mean, like, you don't want this thing to burn on your lap is what I'm saying.
You don't want a Galaxy 7.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, we can't have exploding Nintendo consoles.
Yeah, and so that's one thing that I had thought of until last night, because I know exactly what killed my graphics card. And I've been talking about it for months, and part of the reason that I'm spending the money that I'm spending on the new rig is to avoid that. Heat's a problem.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't matter. You might run fine for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, but eventually it's going to get you.
It'll be interesting when we get more of those details about the specs of it, and when we actually have it out in people's hands and we get those real life impressions about battery life and heat and all that kind of stuff. So any last thoughts on Nintendo Switch before we finish up? Kind of open question, sure. Anybody? Go ahead, Jen.
My overall take on this is I think it'll be successful as long as Nintendo price points it at the $250 to $300 range, which they could. You know, they could definitely do something like that, especially to compete with like the Xbox One S and the PS4 Slim, or just the PS4, whatever you're calling it these days. And they could do that. And I know that we're talking about that it has a screen and things like that, but it is, you know, the Xbox One S does have a 4K, you know, Blu-ray player. So there are gives and takes there, where you could do that. It's not for me, but it is for people that have made the 3DS and the DS and, you know, and all those different handhelds successful for so many years. I've never owned one, but I have like three of them in my house. Like, I mean, I guess I do own them, but, you know, there's three in this house alone. Each one of my kids has, I think all three of them have them. I don't know, whatever, but you know, I think this really appeals to that crowd that grew up with those or will, and will make it easy for them to kind of take a larger gaming experience on the road with them, like they always have. But I don't think that it's going to, again, like I said, appeal to the crowd. Like, I like to sit in front of my Xbox One S and play my Gears of War like I have been on my 4K 65-inch TV and enjoy that experience. I don't play stuff on my phone. I don't play stuff on a tablet. You know, and most people my age that I know don't either.
That's fair. That's completely fair. I will say that the fact that it's tablet size as opposed to phone size or 3DS size or something like that really
small tablet size too.
Small tablet, but bigger than phone. Like that kind of in between place. Like, I think it's a really sweet spot to be both comfortable and a big enough screen to actually appreciate with me getting older and not having to be super close to it.
And then look, Tommy and I talk a lot about him playing on mobile on the show. He does a ton of stuff on mobile. Always playing on his phone, always doing something. But this, if it looks like if it looks like that on the mobile side, that's a whole different ball game.
Agreed.
There's nothing out there. I mean, you could say the PSP, but there's nothing out there that has that kind of fidelity on a handheld. The 3DS looks good, but it don't look like that.
Yeah, it's a whole different level for handheld devices, for tablets, for anything as far as fidelity goes, which is exciting. So I'm pumped, and we'll see what it is when it comes out in March, which is 5 months away. So
yeah, that's cool. I think it's going to be successful. I really do hope that they do the third party stuff and do some more Skyrim type games on it and not just purely Nintendo. That would really be great. So more games, the better.
Agreed. Skyrim on a handheld to go around. I've been playing Skyrim recently, so I'm back into it. But yeah, it looks cool. Dude,
you'd be completely gone.
I love my mod so much, so I'm probably not going to play Skyrim on that. It's too bad. But other stuff, like Breath of the Wild on that I could just literally pick it up and take it with me. And it's not even like transferring saves or anything. Like just the convenience of that.
Witcher 3.
Right, yeah.
Final Fantasy 15.
There's a bunch of really cool potential options there. And so, yeah, we'll see. So.
Well, and you have, he's trying to wrap up and I'm just thinking of what it opens up. I mean, I've been around you guys and I know how you do things. You sit on the couch and watch TV with the wife a lot.
And play on my phone while I'm doing it. Yeah, constantly. And so now I'm going to be sitting on the couch playing Nintendo, playing Zelda, you know, which is freaking cool. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
It's cool. So yes. Thank you guys so much for being here. It's a good time, good conversation. And thank you guys again, just every month we have to say this, but we mean it from the bottom of our hearts. Just thank you so much for your support, for everything you're doing. Again, everybody that's on here, is doing great stuff for us and we just love it and appreciate it and are humbled by it, all the time. And so thank you guys so very much, for everything you contribute. And if you'd like to be a part of the roundtable, go by Patreon, go by gaminguncensored.com and click on the Patreon link to see details there. We'd love to have anybody come and chat with us. These are super fun. These are literally, I think, the best idea that we've had, doing this, because we get to talk to you guys and that's way more fun, than just us talking to each other. We love that and we'll continue to do that, but this is a blast.
Yeah, this is like, I was thinking about it earlier. Like we tried this back in the day. Cabbage probably remembers back in the day, and we could never really get anybody to show up on a regular basis. So to now have it and to have it working, and everybody want to be here and want to contribute. And we got Duff. Like Duff is here because he did his thing there. And we need to play the ad. We should play the ad. I know we didn't play it for
it. Yeah, we'll stick it in there. We'll put it in there for sure. Yeah. Everything we do, by the way, brought to you by Duff.
Yes.
The reason we're here now is because we're all old and we have money now. So
right.
Wait, who has money?
Well, we have some of y'all's money now and we appreciate it. So yeah, thank you guys so much.
It helps us out a lot. We really do appreciate it. And we have, since we're talking about Patreon, just real quick, we have a new guy who just popped into the Patreon. So I'm excited about that.
It's growing all the time, which is super cool. So
yes,
I'm contributing purely so I can see Jamie wearing a VR headset.
Yeah, I can't wait. My goodness. Dude, it's got rig built, Tommy.
I will pay $2,000 to see that over a period of time.
It's going to be amazing.
On that note, by the way, just totally, Jamie, totally, don't worry about your content. There's like 600 different things available for VR and there's tons of, you don't have to have room scale. This is sitting, you can do a sitting experience like the, Star Wars, VR experience that Tommy was talking about. I mean, I literally didn't move that whole time. I just kind of moved my arms around. You don't even have to walk around.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a blast.
I just set up Revive with it. And so now I'm playing all the Oculus stuff on it too, which is super cool because obviously all that stuff is sitting. So yeah, lots of opportunities and it's going to be fun. That's coming soon. And we're pumped about that. So anyway,
and believe it or not, real quick, I got an actual camera. I actually got it back from our buddy Jeff. I actually got a camera. So Tommy will have a handheld camera on top of having the phone, we're gonna have Tommy in there and my mom and Jane and like everybody with cameras. That's, so
it'll be a big production.
Yeah,
you gotta have them, everybody will have a chance to hold the cords up over your head.
That's right.
Absolutely.
It'll be a good time. So, thank you guys. We'll be back next month. Do this again. So we'll talk to you then. We are out.
Uncensored is brought to you by Colonel Duff. Duff, helping a random handicapped guy in the middle of nowhere. Only on Gaming Uncensored.